Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Massachusetts Bail Fund, which posts bail for people, says it will continue its work despite some high-level criticism. Yesterday, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said his office is looking at the fund's work after it posted $15,000 for Sean McClinton, who was being held on rape charges. 3 weeks after his release, McClinton was arrested for sexual assault. Walsh says the fund was established to post bail for those arrested on low-level charges.
They made a huge mistake. They bailed out a very violent person, and maybe others. I don't know. We're looking at it now. I think it's a disgrace, quite honestly.
State Attorney General Maura Healey is meeting with the group and has said she's concerned. We reached out to the fund's administrator, Michael Cox. He says the fund typically posts up to $5,000 in bail, but it's been able to post higher amounts because of increased donations since the racial justice protests. We started by asking Cox for the fund's response to the criticism.
We have always existed to free people who are too poor to afford their own bail. And the cash bail system has always existed within this racist framework. And our work is to try to undo that.
And do you think that the fund will make any changes because of what's happened?
We don't have any changes in our future. We are always reevaluating our process to make sure that we're offering the most that we can given our capacity. But we have always existed, again, to be a non-judgmental abolitionist bail fund. And we're going to do that work for as long as we can.
Can you explain that a little bit, an abolitionist bail fund? I mean, what does that mean?
So we post bail for people regardless of their charge or their court history. And so that's what it means to be a non-judgmental bail fund. And we are abolitionist in the sense that we believe that no cages should be used for humans. And so we also have a longer-term vision of what a world without those cages could look like. One thing that excites me so much about working for an abolitionist bail fund is, one, that I'm a survivor of incarceration. I'm a survivor of sexual violence while I was incarcerated. And so I think that this myth exists that the carceral system is used to eradicate sexual violence and violence in all forms. And that's not true. We're merely moving people around and then given the illusion and myth that somehow those problems have gone away. And they haven't. They've just moved.
Now, in the case of Mr. McClinton, how did his case come to the attention of the bail fund?
So the bail fund always has just one standard procedure, and that's to receive referrals from attorneys. And so we received his referral like any other. And beyond that, you know, we don't really comment on specifics of people that we post for. In one study done by the Massachusetts Trial Court, it found that only 6.8% of people released pretrial were ever arraigned on a new criminal charge while their original case was pending. And so what that tells me is that most people released don't reoffend. And I think that in this instance, what we're seeing is a really racialized attack where we see fear-mongering, we see the media thirsty to create another Willie Horton incident. And these kind of narratives are convenient politically, but I think long-term, they set us back. And indeed, they set us on a course towards mass incarceration. And that is one thing that we want the public to know. You know, I'm personally against violence in all forms. My heart goes out to anyone who experiences violence, whether it's structural or interpersonal. And I hope that the victim, whoever she is, can find that the healing that she needs.
Michael Cox, administrator of the Massachusetts Bail Fund, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.